The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We are gathered here tonight in his presence. And we are excited to have our annual winter singing. We're so thankful for you who have joined us, especially guests from other congregations in the area, guests from the community. We do appreciate you being here with us, and we hope to get to know you just a little bit better. So make sure when we're done tonight to stick around, and let's all visit a little bit and get to know folks who are sitting around us. We have invited Brother Todd Dennis from Conway, Arkansas, to be with us here tonight to lead us in worship and praise and in song. Brother Dennis has led singings like this in multiple states across the U.S. He is no stranger to the folks here in the Temple Terrace area. He has led singing at the Temple Terrace congregation for several years during the week of lectures. And so many of you are well aware and well acquainted with our brother Todd Dennis. We are so excited that he could be here with us tonight. We're excited that we could squeeze it in. Because talking about leading singings in multiple states, he was in Alabama leading singing last night. Got up early this morning, drove to Birmingham in order to fly in to lead you in singing tonight. So that's how dedicated he is. We appreciate that. Here's what we're going to do to start off. We're going to start off with a word of prayer. Brother Jeff Himmel from the Plant City congregation is going to lead us in that prayer. And what I'd like to ask you to do is to please stand for the prayer, remain standing for the first song, and we will continue into our singing.
Would you bow with me? Our great and holy God, we acknowledge you as the creator of all things, as the giver of every good and perfect gift, as the giver of life, as the one who will judge us, as the one who has redeemed us from sin through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. It is a privilege to be called your people. It is a privilege to be able to gather, to praise your name in singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs together. You are worthy of all praise. We give you thanks for the opportunity to pour out our hearts in reverence to you. We pray, Father, that as we do so tonight, our hearts and our spirits will be strengthened, our minds will be enlightened, that we will encourage and uplift one another, but most of all, that we will bring glory and honor to your name. We ask, Father, that you would continue with us in every walk of life. May the spirit of worship that we pour out tonight always reside in our hearts. May all the things that we do and say be to your name's honor and glory. We pray for your forgiveness of our shortcomings, for your strength, for wisdom, for courage, for the willingness to do what is right in your sight. We ask you to be with us through this hour of worship and through every walk of life. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please be seated. We will begin with a two-song medley. He is in our midst. And then we will go into Revive Us Again. He is in our midst and Revive Us Again.
Don't draw.
Paradise Valley.
Thank you.
marching to Zion.
Do, so, do.
Chapter 2, verse 1 says, Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David. In order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. And it came about that when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began saying to one another, Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child.
From Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown into the fire and trampled under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
From Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
Joy to the world.
Do mi so do.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let every sinner king, let every heart prepare him room. Let every nation.
Oh, come, let us adore him. That song had about 12 verses to it. Beautiful. In Christ alone.
My soul, my holy sound, be
Christ arose. We'll sing the three verses softly, and then when we get to the chorus, victoriously sing as up from the grave he arose. The three verses and then the chorus only once after verse 3.
Do mi so.
Bow with me. Our great God and Father, Lord, we just pause in this time of praise and song and worship to you, who are worthy and most high, to offer thanksgiving. We are so grateful, and our hearts are so overwhelmed with gratitude as we have reflected these little past few moments about the life of Christ and the readings from your word you have shared with us, Father, about the amazing miracles surrounding his birth, and how no one came to be here like he did, the virgin found with child. It's incredible. And that no one taught like he taught. Pure truth in the word of God, and all power and majesty. And how he humbled himself to leave the glory of heaven for the cross, to be a suffering servant, though sinless. But it is for our sins. And we say thank you. We believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And while we are so glad to confess that together tonight, and to praise it and to shout it with loud voice, O Lord, help us to live in light of that every day, and to not be ashamed ever to confess it before men, no matter where we are. Jesus Christ emptied everything for us. And Father, may we pour out our lives in service to him and for your glory. Thank you. Thank you for the life of Christ. And thank you for the promise of life everlasting in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, we're about halfway through. Has it been a blessing so far?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to take just a moment. We've got some young men that are walking down the aisles handing out some cards. What we want to do is start developing a mailing list for anyone who would like to hear about the singings as they come up each year and any other events that we have. So these young men are going to be handing out. These are what we normally use as our connection cards each Sunday. If you would like to be on that mailing list, please put your name, your address. If you'd like to be emailed, mark your email down on there. So they're going to be passing these cards out. We're going to take just a moment as you're filling that out. We're going to give those who want to a moment to fill that out here. We will, at the end of our singing tonight, they'll come back down the aisle and they'll pick up the ones that you want to hand in. So if we will, we'll just take a moment. If you want to be on a mailing list, please fill out your name and your address and the email, and we will keep you informed of future singings and future events of worship and teaching that we have here in our congregation. And as they're wrapping that up, Ethan Murphy and Todd Chandler will come to the microphone. We're going to have a section of our singing on praise and love for God. They will be reading our scriptures. So thank you very much for filling that out. If you'd like to be on our mailing list, we will collect that at the end of our time together here tonight. Thank you.
Romans chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. And again Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
First John chapter 4, starting in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God has made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us, God is love, and whoever abides in him, in love, abides in God, and God abides in him.
We'll do another two-song medley, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. And after that, we'll go right into Hosanna. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. We will sing verses 1 and 3 and then the chorus after verse 3 only. Verse 1, 3, and then the chorus. And then we'll go into Hosanna. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Do so.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Thank you.
The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will walk the nations, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and the gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no lamp of light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Amen.
Let me take this time to extend to the elders here at North Livingston, the giving me the invitation to be with you on this special night that you have. My first time to be at North Livingston. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about it, and it's become evident to me this very evening. And it's very obvious that you do wonderful work in the vineyard. And that verse that Adam just read, my brethren, that's what it's all about. That's why we're here tonight, is to one day bask in that wonderful place for eternity. Thank you for having me, and may God continue to bless you in your efforts here in this area. Immortally arrayed. my home. Do so.
I was going to tell you to stand for the last song. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't going to tell you to sit down. Thank you very much for being here tonight. This has been a wonderful evening of praise and blessing. And here's the thing. I have to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous. I'm just already jealous. And here's why I'm jealous. Because I know that Brother Dennis is going to be at the back here in a moment. And most of you guys on the way out are going to be telling him, I wish you'd have kept going. And y'all never say that to me. So glad that you could be here with us tonight. We will be back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Bible classes. We have classes for all ages. We will have our worship assembly at 10 a.m. And we'd be happy for you to join us for that as we gather together. We are actually in the middle of a series that we started last week, A New You in the New Year. Andrew Roberts will be preaching tomorrow morning during that time. Talk like a new you. It's an exciting series, and so if you've been working on new life, growing, improving, we'd love for you to be here as we learn that lesson. Talk like a new you. If you want to keep on singing, I'm excited to tell you that next Saturday night at about the same time, there's another congregation in the area that'll be having another singing very similar to this. The Valrico congregation is going to be having a singing next Saturday night. They would invite you to join them for that as well. And I think that would be a wonderful opportunity for you. I want to say a thank you to Todd for being with us. He did squeeze us in, and he's made that work this weekend, and we are super glad that he could be here with us. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you so much. Here's how we're going to wrap up this evening. We are going to have a prayer. And Brother Gene Taylor, formerly of Tallahassee, is that correct? Yes. But now in our area, is going to be leading us in that prayer. Following that prayer, we will sing together, Never Grow Old. And so I'm going to ask if you would please to stand for the prayer. Remain standing for the song to follow, no matter what he says. And then once that song is done, we'll be dismissed. Thank you very much. Would you please stand?
Shall we pray together? Our Heavenly Father and Almighty God, hallowed be your name. As we come before your throne again this evening, Father, we are filled with thanksgiving in our heart. Thanksgiving for the opportunity to be in this place, to share and blend our voices in song with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're thankful, Father, for the opportunities that we've had this evening, for the elders who of this congregation who have made it possible that we might gather together and sing these songs of praise. We're thankful for Brother Dennis for the ability that he has, the ability you've blessed him with. Not only that he has that ability, but he's willing to share it in such a way. We pray you'll continue to watch over him and bless him. And as he continues to do that, which will bring honor and glory and praise to your name. We're thankful, Father, for you and your Son and all that you've done to grant us the opportunity to be with you forever. And we're glad, Father, for this opportunity we've had this evening as we've listened to these songs and shared in them with one with another to give us a glimpse of what it will be like to be around your throne. And Father, we pray that each one of us will leave this building this evening with a determination to bring you honor and glory in all that we do every day of our lives, but to live in such a manner that we might be able to enter in to that eternal home of the soul. Bless each one of us here. Bless us and give us a safe journey back to our homes. May we gather in our respective places on the morning tomorrow so that we might remember the great sacrifice of your Son and how his willingness to go to that cross granted us the opportunity for life and forgiveness of sins. Bless us, Father. Bless this congregation. In your Son's holy name we pray, and amen.
We'll sing verse 1 and 3 in the chorus again, only after verse 3. Verse 1, 3, and the chorus. Never grow old.